It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We have a special musical guest in the studio with us. Right. There she is. Boy, we didn't even need to have you on. She's Lily Winwood. You may recognize the name. Your dad, of course, Steve Winwood.
That old fella.
Yeah.
Friend of mine.
Is he thrilled that you're doing what you're doing? He must be.
Do you know what? I've never even really kind of like had that conversation with him. I mean,
really?
he helps me out as much as he can, but yeah. I think if anything, my mother's the one like, oh God, you're going
Another
into
one.
The music industry.
Yeah. I'm sure
like,
of it.
Be careful. Yeah.
I'm sure of it. Is she also connected to the world of music in any way?
She... No.
No? No?
No. I mean, she loves to just kind of manage a lot of things, whether it
Is
be
she a momager?
Dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it be my dad, whether it be my household, or, you know.
Well, you're still young.
Do. Yeah.
You're still young, 23 years old.
23.
Wow.
Singer-songwriter. Your first recording, is it an EP? I don't know what
it's
the terminology
EP, yeah.
is
it's
anymore.
It's a five-song EP.
So. Why can't it be a five-song LP?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
You're just a couple songs away.
Right?
Yeah, it's not far. I have a weird confession to make. Until today, I didn't know your dad was British. I didn't know you were British, and I didn't know the Queen of England was British until today. I'm just finding all this out. I'm
Amazing.
Shocked.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing. You think of Blind Faith. I saw your dad at the Riviera with the Traffic reunion. And seriously, he comes out behind the keyboard. There's this white light behind him, and he starts singing. And I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. He sounded like an angel. And you do forget of the British background because... You don't sing that way.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why don't you sing with a bit of an accent?
Do you know what? It's a weird thing. Also, I find, like, being in Nashville, when I get on stage sometimes, I'll, like, put on an American accent, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Can you do a little American accent? How does it sound when you talk American?
Oh gosh. Does that mean you're going to do an English accent
no,
for me?
No.
Yes, you will.
I won't.
I don't know. Can I have a cheeseburger, please?
That's very American
that
sounding.
That is totally.
That's what
and
we say all
do
day.
Do you throw a y'all at the end of it because you're
y'all?
In Nashville?
I don't know. Maybe no. not that far.
So the more time you spend in Nashville, you pick up a little bit of that dialect,
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, I kind of grew up in mid-air anyway. My mom's from Trenton, Tennessee.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can imagine what her
really?
Accent's like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just kind of have this weird twang anyway.
Yeah.
Loads of people think I'm Australian, but I just kind of grew up in midair, you know.
But in England, the accents change from block to block. It's amazing in
yeah.
England, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you, when you run across a fellow countryman, can you tell where they're from just after a couple of seconds of hearing them talk?
Not really.
It's not easy for you?
No.
No?
I more so can in the U.S.,
really?
I think.
Yeah.
Do we have Chicago accents to you?
Accents?
I guess
yeah,
we do. I guess the question has been answered.
Yeah, that was fast.
So you come from England and you move to Tennessee. Was that your first place that you came to visit in the States?
Yeah, it's always kind of been home to me. I was born there.
Okay.
And my parents have always had a place there growing up. And so I used to spend my summers there, and it just so happens that it's Music City. So
I love Nashville.
Two birds, one stone.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm.
Are you more comfortable there or here, or is it a combination? Are you good in both places?
Well, in England, I grew up, like, in the middle of the countryside. Like, you walk out of my house and you cannot see a light.
Really?
So, I think... And then London was just too much of a big city, whereas
yeah.
Nashville's kind of that perfect
oh,
in-between.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I feel like I'm a lot...
Gloucester? Is that where you're from originally?
Gloucestershire, yeah.
Gloucestershire. I don't
see,
really,
that
I don't
was his British
right.
accent right there.
I don't
Good
think you're
job,
saying it quite
almost
right.
That.
Mr. Know-it-all, that's why I didn't say it. I just said England, because I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it. You just said it, and I still couldn't say it
yeah,
right.
How do you pronounce that?
Gloucestershire.
Not sure you're right on that. Yeah. All right. All right.
Tennessee's a whole lot of fun. I've been to Franklin, which is a great little,
beautiful,
yeah. market and restaurants and antiques and just beautiful countryside.
Love it there, yeah.
It's pretty wonderful. You play a lot in Nashville, obviously.
I do, yeah.
Every night?
No. Not every night. But just like every once in a while. I mean, Nashville is just such a great community of not only good songwriters, but like just loyal kind of like people in the music industry that'll get you in on shows. You know, if you're not up to much, they'll be like, hey, come sit in with me. Or, you know, you could, I'm sure, find somewhere to play every night if you wanted to. Yeah. But yeah, I've actually got a show coming up in Nashville on November 17th at the Bowery Vault.
What is that?
So the Bowery Vault's a really cool venue. It's a bit on the smaller side, but it's also by day a record store and vintage clothing.
Oh, wow.
And by night a venue.
Wow. So, interesting mix.
Yeah.
This isn't Jack White's place, is it?
No.
Because that's the same, you know, he's got the little record store where you can go in and record something in a phone booth and pretend you're Superman.
That's fun. Yeah. Part of the reason you're here is you're performing in town tonight, Haymarket Pub and Brewery. That's at the corner of Halsted and Randolph. And then on Saturday, another Haymarket, the Haymarket Tap in Bridgman, Michigan, which is roughly 2 hours away from here. So you're only playing places called Haymarket. You refuse to do any other places.
Right.
That's how it is. Good for you.
Yeah.
You
got to stick to
your scruples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So have you been before? You've done these before?
I haven't, no, but we went and got a couple snacks last night down at the Haymarket.
To get a feel for what it's like.
Yeah, and just had a sort of nosy around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Check it out. You got to do that.
Yeah. All right. Good.
It's part of the Haymarket Americana concert series. And, you're getting a little drink of water, wetting the whistle, and we're hoping that you will play a song for us. Shall we take a break first and come back, or do you want to do a song now? It's up to you.
Well, I was about to say it's up to you. I'll play a song right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whistle's nice and wet.
Congratulations on that.
All right. Let me give you a little reverb. You tell me. We'll do the little sound check on the air.
All righty.
Guitar good enough?
Guitar's good.
All right.
All right, this song is called California.
sunset cowboy. Took all the weight off of my back. Set out to cover all of my tracks. Baby, I'm a rolling stone, but oh, not out of my home. Baby, I'm a rolling stone, but oh, and I found my home.
I wish you could see the goosebumps on my arms right now.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So much emotion. There's hope and despair at the exact same time. It's hard to pull that off. You pulled that off.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
And your voice, it's so pure. It's so gentle. It's so powerful. You're wrapping it up. You have
well, it is early in the morning.
Which is more impressive.
Oh, yeah, way you. More impressive.
New fan right here. Can't wait to see more from you. We're going to take a break and hear more from Lily Winwood, and that was called California.
Yes,
and it's from Silver Stage.
That is actually not. That is a new song.
Oh, brand new. Love it.
Brand
it
new.
Is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, more with Lily Winwood, and we'll tell you where she's going to be, and that's coming up. All right, she is Lily Winwood. We are lucky enough to have her in the studio with us. You can go to her website, lilywinwood.org. We'll tell you where she's playing. It's tonight and Saturday. Tonight in town, Bill, you seem to have it all going on.
I do have it. Tonight at the Haymarket Pub and Brewery, that's at the corner of Halsted and Randolph. The show starts at 7:30, but the doors open at 5, so get there early and help them set up. You can also see Lily at Haymarket Tap in Bridgman, Michigan. That takes place on Saturday. Haymarketbeer.com has all your ticket information.
How old were you when you first started performing?
First started performing in my with my brother in like bands at school, probably when I was like 11, 12. But I don't think I actually got into like songwriting until I was maybe 15 or 16.
Much older, much more
yeah,
wise.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Until I was like less embarrassed to put my feelings on a piece of paper.
You are putting it all out there. I mean, that is something.
Right.
How old were you when you first went up on stage with your dad, Steve Winwood, to sing?
That is actually a really good question. I think, well, we used to perform in church together a lot, but I think one of the first times I ever got up on stage with him singing background vocals, I was 18.
Yeah. What song?
Higher Love.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Great
Bring
song.
Me.
is your dad being a superstar, is that a hindrance? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? How do you look at it?
I don't know. People ask me this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's never a bad thing.
But then you're held up to a standard.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I mean, it definitely opens a lot of doors.
Yeah.
Which is what you need in this business,
right.
Unless you go on The Voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
hard.
It's a really tough business. So I definitely have a leg up in that sense. And then it's also just a positive thing because, you know, he helps me out with a lot of stuff, and like, you know, just music wise, he'll help me, you know, figure out chords or write songs, things like that.
Yeah, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Blind Faith, Traffic, Solo, favorite one. What do you like the best?
I like Traffic a lot, just because it was in that like kind of weird psychedelic 70s, you know.
Yeah.
Do you see Uncle Eric Clapton at all?
No.
He's a fairly decent guitar player. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I've heard he's all right.
He's all right. Yeah.
I heard he just got like the world record for catching like the biggest trout or something.
Is that true?
It's something really bizarre like that, but I find it amazing.
Wow.
Jack of all trades, clearly.
And this was during a show? He just reached out
and
caught a trout?
Yeah, they had a little
kiddie
pool.
That's insane. Right.
And can you pinpoint one of your dad's favorite songs? Because, I mean, with all his hits, it's so hard to pick your favorite one, isn't it?
My favorite
one
of his? Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm just such a big fan of Can't Find My Way Home.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's just such a pretty song. But then also Medicated Goo, Traffic song. I really like that.
Mm.
Yeah. That's such a great career, and I know you're going to follow in his footsteps.
Thank you.
All right. Lily Winwood is her name. What song are you going to do for us now?
This song is called London. It is from my EP, Silver Stage. It's the first song on it. So.
Can't buy you off all right. Too much to drink, I'm mine. Sleep in this little old bed with you.
So good.
Oh, my God.
So good. Go see Lily Winwood. You can see her tonight at the Haymarket Pub and Brewery, 737 West Randolph. That's a 7:30 start. Or on Saturday at the Haymarket Tap in Bridgman, Michigan. You want to go to haymarketbeer.com. No wonder you are the proud and joy of Gloucestershire, England.
Just say Nashville. She's there now.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you so much. LilyWinwood.org is the website. All social media all over the place. We're already following you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Come back and see us.
Yeah, of course.
All right, a break and some news, and then Dean Richards. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.